It's the 25th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A survey taken in central Bedfordshire has signalled to councillors the issues that residents view as important. The response to the 3,000-person poll, Adam Zerney, the independent council leader for central Bedfordshire, said their new priority plan included road maintenance, caring for the elderly, protecting children at risk, supporting families, and education, especially special educational needs and disabilities support. He added that the council is already working on some of these issues, but would also look to provide homes while protecting our environment, tackle climate change, and provide an environment in which businesses can grow, bringing jobs for our residents. A stabbing on Downs Road in Luton last Tuesday morning left one man with injuries that were not life-threatening. The road was temporarily closed and the man was taken to an area hospital. Police continue their investigation and are appealing for witnesses. Bedford Borough Council has just enlisted 22 new members to its housing team in a further step to address the issues surrounding homelessness. The portfolio holder for Housing and Community Safety, Councillor Philippa Martin Morgan Bryant, said, "This is a significant milestone in improving the housing service in Bedford Borough to make a difference by supporting people when they are facing or dealing with homelessness." Charlotte Greatorex, a university student raised in Leighton Buzzard, lost her dad, Paul, to a brain tumour when she was only 9 years old. She will take part in a fundraising event for the charity Brain Tumour Research, requiring her to complete a 200-kilometre distance over a month through physical activity. So far, Charlotte has raised £609 on her JustGiving page. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.